With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman Islands five-time Karifta medalist Lacey Barnes sets a new University of Texas San Antonio school record, a new personal best, and increased her Cayman Islands national discus record this week. The Caymanian discus standout threw 51.52 meters to take third place at the Texas A&M Invitational today. Barnes told Radio Cayman Sports this afternoon that she had to overcome a few obstacles before she got it right.
And yesterday, finally, I broke the UTSA school discus record with a throw of 51.52, as well as setting a personal best for myself and increasing my national record for the Cayman Islands. I'm very excited with my performance today. Honestly, for the past 2 weeks, I've been having a really rough time with training, especially discus, where I was feeling very discouraged about my performances. And it took a lot of mental strength and a lot of support from my family back home for me to reach this performance today. I started off the competition fairly well until the fifth and sixth throw. Something came over me where I just felt, okay, you got this. And finally, I was able to break the 50-meter barrier and twice and even further on my last attempt. I'm very ecstatic with my performance, and I know that there's a lot more to come from that. So it just feels good to finally break a barrier that has been hovering over me for such a long time.
Next week, Barnes will compete at the UTSA Invitational. Volleyball players will get the opportunity to compete in the Cayman Islands Federation's latest Community Beach Volleyball League early next month. Tommy Calderon, beach director for the CIVF, says it's a friendly league and it's open to all levels.
It's meant to be a lot of fun, so we're not encouraging super high competition at this league. The focus is on fun. The focus is on getting youth involved and to get them more confident and experienced playing in the wind and the sun and all of the different elements that come into the outdoor game.
Calderon wants to make it clear that they will be using this league to search for new young talent for the junior elite program.
Because this is going to be focused for the youth, we want to make sure that anyone who's coming and playing in the league knows that this is also a scouting event for the junior elite program. That, you know, this league is definitely an opportunity for younger players who are starting to shine to come out and possibly be invited to come out to join the junior elites program. So I think probably an important thing to mention is that if people want to register for the clinics and or the league, they can contact us by email. So registration is being accepted at PR@CIVF.KY.
The first ever competition will be annual and include both Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac. The first match is scheduled for Sunday, May 2nd. Is your son, nephew, or grandson interested in learning the game of cricket? Well, the Cayman Islands Cricket Association currently hosts its Boys Cricket Academy. It takes place at the Smith Road Oval on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and on Cayman Academy Walker's Road on Sundays at 3:45 p.m. for kids no younger than 11 and no older than 19. Coach Franklin Hines is the senior head coach for the Boys Cricket Academy.
And I'm a good player. If you could just invite the kids to come out and play, they don't have to be a master. Their cricket, we're willing to teach and bring them along. So it's not just professional cricket, it's anyone who just wants to learn the game.
At the Cricket Academy, CICA would like every player they've coached to experience the joy of playing cricket to their full potential and for them to learn the valuable life lessons the game has to offer. The Women of Valor Basketball Academy in-house league comes your way this weekend. The academy is held at the Ark in Caymana Bay this Saturday, April 10th through June 26th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. for all girls ages 6 to 12. The cost is $75 and includes a reversible jersey. Ashley Jacoban, with the Women of Valor coaching staff, says the objective of the academy is to introduce girls to the sport of basketball at a tender age.
Teaching them fundamentals of the game, just learning how to play overall so that they don't have to go into high school and have to learn all of the basics, where if they were to play during high school, they could just go straight into more advanced gameplay and more advanced drills. The academy welcomes all girls ages from 6 to 12. So after they reach the age of 12, they then could continue to play with the Women of Valor Club, where they would be playing with the high school students.
And just about 50 kids made the Department of Sports Youth Fitness Challenge a huge success. The competition, in celebration of Honoring Women's Month last March, saw children ages 11 to 18 years participate in swimming, sprinting, slam balls, burpees, and push-up challenges, all at the Truman Bodden Sports Complex. Aliana Anderson of Phantom Fitness led the first leg of the race, swimming 2 laps before sprinting to hand off the baton to her teammate.
It was really good. I mean, I got dusted up by 25 meters, but it was still fun. I mean, I almost fell out the pool, but at least I could still catch up to my teammate. And she carried it for me. So I dived. I forgot how to stream, but that's it. At least I didn't drown.
All right. I like that. What's your name?
Renadra Powell.
What about your event? What
did you do? I did the 150. It was pretty easy, I guess. Nothing too serious.
But how did you feel when you saw her coming into town?
I mean, it was expected, so I planned for it. No.
What's your name?
I'm Devontae Howell. I did the burpees.
Okay, how was that for you?
It was really hard because we were behind by like a long time. I started when she was already at 10 and we then ended at the same time. So I had to play catch up.
My name is Michaela Brown. I had to do ball slams. That was kind of hard because like, I was doing it and I was moving and then like you had like the last 5 to do. And then I realized the person beside me, she wasn't really moving. So I just took the time to relax and just finish the other 5. And then I was like, when I had to run, I just felt stiff, but I passed it on to a good teammate. So yeah, he did well.
Okay, awesome. Here are our teammate. You did the finale. What's your name?
Mikhail Michelin.
Mikhail, what was that like for you?
Well, the events I did was 25 push-ups and then did the 50 meters. So like when Michaela had to do the ball throw, I had in my mindset, I said she would have the advantage to win because the other athlete wasn't as fast as her. So then when she tagged me, I just had to easily do my 25 push-ups and just run.
And you enjoyed it?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think of the event?
Well, it was very scary at first, but overall, we all did our best.
During this exciting race, Jillian Crooks came out of the water first to help lead her team, but her teammates couldn't keep up with Phantom Fitness's strength and fell into second place.
Jillian Crooks, I did a 50 free and I did a run to the flags to touch the second person.
How was that for you?
It was pretty fun. It's a lot of fun, so that was good.
What do you think of the event?
I love it. I think we need this more often to get us kids more out and help us enjoy.
You were next?
Yeah.
What event did you do?
I did the 150 meter run.
Okay. What's your name?
Tori Brown.
Okay. And how was that for you?
Oh, it was actually really good. I saw my swimmer come out first, so I was actually pretty excited. Then I went to touch the third person.
Third person?
Vanessa Hamilton. Okay. It was nice. It gave you a lot of energy to, like, the adrenaline rush on racing.
What event did you do?
Oh, I did the 25 burpees and then a sprint to the fourth burpee.
Dijonay Fine.
All right, Dijonay, what event did you do?
I did the ball slam.
Nice. And how was that for you?
It wasn't hard. It wasn't tiring. My legs were numb after because I had to, like, squat 25 times.
What's your name?
Jacoby Zelaya.
Okay, Jacoby.
25 push-ups and a 50-meter run.
And how was that for you?
It was good. It was pretty good.
Tell me about the experience.
It was like, at first it was pretty nerve-wracking, but in the end I calmed down a bit and I was able to like focus and do my best.
That'll do it for Radio K-Man's Local Sports. For this evening, I'm Dion Anglin.